We can greet somebody in this evening today as our friend, the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Greet him. Say, good evening, my friend, Holy Spirit. Yeah, he is our friend. And he likes to hook up with us, you know. And it's good that we will not bother him. I want to thank God that he is good God. And he has a great purpose of our lives as we are belonging to his family. So, we're going to go to the Word of God. And the Galatians 3:3. We can begin at one. Somebody can lead for me, can read for me. And different. No, 3:1. And then. Till 3. Yeah, do it for me.
Just the first verse? Okay. If then you have been raised with Christ to a new life, thus sharing his resurrection.
That is Galatians 3:1.
Oh, Galatians. Galatians. Okay. He did. Well, I'm sure he said it. We just didn't hear it. Oh, you poor and silly and thoughtless and unreflecting, I have the Amplified, and senseless Galatians. Who has fascinated or bewitched or cast a spell over you, unto whom, right before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was openly and graphically set forth and portrayed as crucified? Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit as a result of obeying the law and doing its works, or was it by hearing the message of the gospel and believing in it? Was it from observing a law of rituals or from a message of faith? Are you so foolish and so senseless and so silly? Have begun your new life? Yes. With the Holy Spirit, are you now reaching perfection by dependence on the flesh?
Okay. We have another version.
You foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ is clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by believing what you have heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh?
Spence, you have another vision?
Oh, here's a different one. You foolish Galatians, who put a spell on you before your very eyes? You had a clear description of death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Tell me this one thing. Did you receive God's Spirit by doing what the law requires
or by hearing the gospel and believing it. How can you be so foolish? You began by God's Spirit. Do you now want to finish by your own power? Did all your experience mean nothing at all? Surely it meant something. Does God give you the Spirit and work miracles among you because you do what the law requires or because you hear the gospel and believe it?
Yeah. You can pray. Okay.
This is Nasby. What? Oh, pray? Can I pray? Okay. Right. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified? This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Okay. Father, we thank you for this gathering this evening. We thank you for Pastor Jose and for his heart. Father, and I just pray that our hearts would be open to receive your word, Lord, that you have for us, that we would receive it in the very depth of our being, Lord, that it would change us and transform us. And Lord, that you would be honored and glorified. We thank you in Jesus' name.
So here we find that the apostle Paul was with Galatians and was a confusion, you know, because they had begun with the Spirit, and then after that they get confused. They brought back the traditions and cultures in the church. And then, you know, there's a difference in traditions and cultures and the Word of God. And we cannot mix these two things together. So they had begun with the Spirit. So they was trying to end with the flesh. It's not possible. Because the Bible is telling us that this Spirit is Spirit of Father, is our counselor. This Spirit is a person. He talks. He can hear you. And he can respond to you. And also, he is a fire who cleans. You know, I believe on this because myself, I took just 3 days. I was praying, God, if you are really, just clean me. And then he came with his fire. And he cleans me. So around the place where I was living, people were seeing me. And they didn't understand what happens to me. But what happens is his fire did clean me. And I begin to feel him. And then he began to be a commander. He was telling me what to do. He was telling me what to not do. So he's a person. He's a fire. He cleans you. And then after cleaning you, he's not leaving you. He is sealing you. You are mine. You belong to me. Oh, if he's not Jesus, I will not answer. It's not him. It's not him. I'm very attentive because anytime he can call me to go back home. So so we are sealed. We are his property. We are not belonging to us. According what we believe too. He is with us, walking with us everywhere we go. And he begins to tell us things, how to do, how to look, how to think. So, the Holy Spirit is possessing us. And then, in many times, we can lose even friends that we love them when he possesses us. We can lose even our brothers because now we are different. And then we are not depending with other people. We depend with him. He is holy. And then everything we do is holy. We see that we are in his direction when we are doing holy. We see that he is our commander. When we are doing holy. So listen, there's a difference getting excited and getting possessed. So we don't need to be excited. We need to be possessed. Because sometimes there's a confusion. We was in the conference, you know, you can get excited, oh, Holy Spirit, and then when you go out, it's different things that you are doing. You are not doing the Holy Spirit. He has fruits. So we see his fruits in our life. And then other people will be convinced through the fruits that this man or woman is possessed through the Holy Spirit. He is different, is not like he was. Spirit of Father, when he's possessing you, you get like him. You know, in Africa, there's a problem. If a man is getting married and then his wife will have a child, if the child is not looking like a father, it's a big problem in Africa. So we have to be like our Father through the Holy Spirit. He is our Father. We got to look like him. Our deeds has to be same with our Father because we are depending on his Spirit.
we are not doing nothing out of the Spirit. Well, if we are not attentive, there's a many spirits that can come to deceive us. And then, how we will discover? We discover when that spirit is not according the word of God. So we can see, oh no, this is not a spirit of our Father. This is not the Holy Spirit. There's many spirits that are operating, even in the churches. So if you are not attentive, it can take you lost. And then you can be convinced that this is the Holy Spirit. So we have to be attentive and know that the Holy Spirit is not something just to talk about. The Holy Spirit is something that we have to feel in us. You know, you get different. The Holy Spirit is opening your eyes to see what you never saw, giving you a new understanding. So the Galatians, they was trying to mix the Spirit of God with their cultures. We spoke about beginning with wine and ending with water. It can bring you a big confusion in your Christian life, because our life as Christians possessed with the Holy Spirit is not our lives, because we had agreement with somebody else. We say, I am here, Holy Spirit, fill me. And when He is filling you, you are filled. So the problem is, maybe we are calling the Holy Spirit in flesh. So that's why we are getting excited. We are taking Him like a jacket that we can wear and take it off. So He's not like that. He is living right in you. And this is something new that is bringing in your life. A new life in Jesus through the Holy Spirit. A new power, because He is a power, a dynamos. So something stirring in you. And oh, it is powerful. It fights with you. You will like to do something, and then it will tell you to do something else. Oh, I don't know how I did this. You know, I was prepared to do something else. And if it's not the Holy will take you to another direction. I remember when I was praying to the Lord God about getting married, I was real possessed with the Holy Spirit. And then I was dating with a girl in the church. That's good. And then one day, the Holy Spirit took me. I didn't know where I was going. I cannot tell you how long I took to get in that place. So the Holy Spirit took me to the place where that girl was with another guy. And then they was kissing each other. So the Holy Spirit took me and I get in the place. When I get there, they was kissing each other. And then I greet them. And I pass. You know, the Holy Spirit is our leader. He will not let you do what is not from Him. He is opening our eyes that we will see what is good and what is not good. And then is operating with His power inside us. When He possesses you, it's the beginning of fight that you will begin to do good things, holy things. Because when He possesses you, you cannot do what is not His. You belong to Him. You do what He will command you to do. There's no another way. So, we don't need to try to do another things when He possesses us. We lay down and He is doing His work in our lives. You know, when, praise God, nobody had preached to me, the Holy Spirit came to Himself and He said to me, you know, the Father came to me and said to me, Jose, come back to me. I still love you. No pastor came to me to preach to me. And then from that day, I begin to feel Him. I begin to be on fire. And I was living with a woman, which when I went out to the jail, I told her, you know me very well, but I want to tell you that from today on, we are not that connected. I will live here in your house. It was in Swaziland. But we are not connected. If you want another man, you can get him. I was totally different. And everybody was testifying about me. The Holy Spirit was working in me. You know, nobody came to pray for me about cigarette or weed. I just stopped myself because the Holy Spirit was in me. His power was in me. His fire was in me. Nobody told me to begin to preach. The Holy Spirit just did everything. People that I was dealing with around the city, they just saw me preaching. Because the Holy Spirit was in me. So there's a dangerous when we take Him. Like something in the church. You know, it happens when I'm in the church. The manifestations. It happens when I'm in the church. That means something is not good in you. Because you are not sealed. I remember one day I was around the city. And then was a letter that was going to Zimbabwe. And I don't know how it came to Maputo, Mozambique. But because it was sealed, and the seal was Zimbabwean, all of us, we saw this letter is not for here. So we made a way to put it where it's going to go, to Zimbabwe. So we have to take our direction through the Holy Spirit. And I believe no one of us needs to be foolish. I believe we have our minds. We know what we are believing for. He is really gentle. He cannot force you to do something. When you open yourself, he is coming to you. Sometimes happen. You are not open, he will come to you. Because he is a power and he will change you. You know, but in many times, you have to say yes. You know, you have to say yes. And then after that, he can be in you. And you will be his property. So, why there's a fight in our life? Why we want to do something else? And he is pushing us to another thing. It's because maybe our faith is very small. Or sometimes we are yes and now. Yes and no. Yes and no. So, if we are in that way, we have to deal with us. You know, there's issues that they can block him to do his work in us because he is jealous. You know, he's jealous like Africans. Oh, I think here too, you are jealous. Your wife is your wife. You cannot share your wife with somebody else. So the Holy Spirit doesn't want to share you with somebody else. He wanna be one. And he is good. The Holy Spirit is our Father. In another word, he can be our husband because he can kiss you. And his kiss is a truth spoken in your life. Sometimes he used to visit me during the night. And my wife sometimes will wake up. She will see that I'm with him. And, you know, she will be jealous. But I'm with the Holy Spirit. I'm talking with him. Sometimes I will be kissing. He will be kissing me. He is the Holy Spirit. He is the power. So, we need to be ready just for him. And we give up ourselves. We give up ourselves. And we say, do whatever you want to do. And then when there's issues, it's difficult to receive him. I mean, you can receive him, but will be for a short time because there's a things that are not good for him in your life. So what we are doing as his position, we are allowing him to to burn those things in us. You know, in many ways, we have issues that are from our fathers. Right? And we don't know. It is from our families. We don't know about. So we have to be wise. We ask him to reveal us what happens before in our families. And then, when he revealed to us, we get disconnected with those things because they are not good for the Holy Spirit. We have to choose one thing. If we choose him, we will be with him. If we mix him, he will leave us. So in many times you will hear Christians saying, oh, I was full of the Holy Spirit, but now I'm empty. I don't know what to do. And, oh, Troy, please, you can pray for me. I want to feel the Holy Spirit. You cannot feel it because it's something blocking you. And he doesn't have a place in you. So we need the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Because they are meaning that we are his possession. Without fruits, we are not his possessions. So we can find out ourselves if he is in us or we are empty. If we don't have the fruits, that means that we are empty. We can manifest, but inside, we don't have him. So we don't need to pretend that we are filled with the Holy Spirit. We don't need to get excited. We have to have him. And we receive him through faith. Oh, Pastor Jose, show me the Holy Spirit. I cannot put the Holy Spirit in my pocket to show you. We receive him with faith. And then we believe that he is working inside us. We give him right and authority to work in us. And then he cleans us. And when it happens, you can feel yourself free. You feel yourself. You don't need nobody to tell you. Wow, I'm different now. You feel yourself like, you know, a paper, a letter written with the Spirit. I like that. Because we are written with the Spirit. Oh, Jesus. Everywhere where we go, people can see that this man or this woman is different. One day, one of my sister-in-law back home, she was talking about my mom. My mom was intercessor, and God had used her for a long time and many miracles. I believe that one day you're going to see the book about her life. And my sister-in-law, she was talking about my mother. She is in heaven now. She was like, I had been thinking about which kind of mother she was. You could talk badly against her. She will not answer you. What she knows is to pray and bless people. Now she was without nothing, and she had everything at the same time. She was praying every day. I believe she had many hours in her life just praying. That's why she was filled with the Holy Spirit. Because he needs somebody who will talk with him. He is a person. You talk with him. You say good words to him. You welcome him. You know, as you are doing to your wife, you know very well. Hi, baby, I love you. So you tell him, Holy Spirit, I love you. You are good. I never had a friend like you. You know, he likes to talk with a person. He likes to hook up with you and go with you whatever you are going. So be open and don't mix him. And then kick out everything else that is in you, that you will see his real power. I got to tell you something. One day I remember the Holy Spirit telling me that I have to apologize to humans. I will tell you why. Because I was so bad. When I heard that my grandfather was poisoned with a human, I took like all the humans are like the human that poisoned my grandfather. And then the Holy Spirit came to me and he said, you need to apologize. And then I went in the church, a big church. So I apologized. And then since that day, the Lord began to bless me in an amazing way. There's issues that we need to deal with them. We cannot make shortcuts. There's no bypass. You deal with what is in you in a negative way, that the positive will begin to operate in you. You cannot be a same person, a same system with sweet and bitter water. It's not possible. So I believe all of us, we know what is the problem in our lives. And then sometimes we are pretending like, you know, everything is good. Oh, I am Christian. Praise God. No. We have to deal with the problem in our lives. And then when we do that, he will operate in us. We are limiting him, you know, for not confessing. You don't need to go to priest. You go to him, just him. Sometimes you will not need to go to the church and confess. You go to him. And then after that, you take out everything, every bad stuff. And then he will equip you with a new furniture. We are his house. Yes? We are his temple. And then in the temple has to be a furniture. Hello? And then when the new, if you are renting houses, when the first one is going out, he's supposed to take his furniture. And then the new one, when he comes, is bringing his furniture. So if we'll be the furniture of two will be confusion, will be not even a space to go around. So we take out the furniture of the old one, confessing and getting disconnected with him. We declare with our mouth. And then the new furniture is coming in. So everybody will see, wow, he's new. Look at Joe. He wasn't looking like he looks now. Look at him, the way he walks. You know, because the new furniture is in. I will tell you, there's a time I was looking so old. Eh? And people was thinking that I'm very old than I am. And then where the new furniture came in, I looks young. Look at me. This is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit can renew you. He changes you and renew you. You know, the Holy Spirit can show you the one that is chosen for you. Because if you don't have him, you cannot see. So that's why we are praying always. Lord, open my spiritual ears. Open my spiritual eyes to see in the spirit. To see in the spirit is different. You know, it's different to see in the flesh. Two different things. I can tell you that I wasn't prepared to get married with Linda. And then one day the Lord opened my spiritual eyes and I saw her. It was different the way I was seeing her before. I was seeing her in different way, and the Lord came, opened my eyes, and I saw her. I said, wow. She wasn't looking the way I saw her when I look at her in the spirit. So it's different. It's different. If you want to do things in flesh, will be different with the spirit. So if you want to do things in the spirit, you have to do in right way. Right way is not your way. You can think that you're right, but in the spirit you will be not right, because who's right is the Holy Spirit. He will take you to another direction and you will not understand him. He will take you ups and down, because he is him. Is not you. All your plans are not working with in the Holy Spirit, because he has his own plans for you. So I will tell you, sometimes you can think, oh no, I want to get married with a lady, like I don't know how, you know, that is not the Holy Spirit plan. Because the Holy Spirit is in, is not out. So you are seeing out, you are not seeing in. Because that's why he will take you and open your eyes that you will see inside. Doesn't matter what he's showing you. If it's him showing you, is him. You obey him. Because it's him. Now, and sometimes, sometimes we need our own things. We have our own thinking. We have our own plans. You know, I want to do this and that. We write it down, everything. But he will not write down for you. We are choosing colors. We are choosing, you know, the way how to dress. He will not choose all of those things. Because he sees inside. And then after in, the explosion will come. And everybody will see how God is good. Because it comes from inside. So I believe nobody wants to be a foolish here. We want to be wise. So if we want to be wise, we ask the Holy Spirit and then he will give us the wisdom. We cannot buy wisdom. We cannot find it in the school. You can be an engineer, but in the Holy Spirit is different. God's wisdom will take you to life. God's wisdom will destroy all your wisdom. Because his wisdom is above everything. So, I want to encourage you today. If you are here, I believe you are in fight in your life. Why? I am not getting there. Why he is not touching me? Why I feel him like coming and going and nothing is happening? I want to encourage you that you need to take out the old furniture. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You know what is the problem in your life. You know the problem from your fathers. There's the things that you didn't, you don't know about, but they are there. And you have to take them out. The Holy Spirit will purify you, will clean you, you know, and then he will put a seal. You will have a direction. You will be not confused. Because he will show you the way. Where to go. What to do. What time. I was so blessed many years ago. Because I was just praying. Just praying. And then he will do everything. Sometimes I was preaching, and after the preaching, I couldn't tell you what I was preaching about. And people come to me, "Oh, Pastor, thank you. That was a good message." Like, huh? You know. I wasn't there. The Holy Spirit just was doing the way he wants to do. You know, when we are desperate, we let him work in us. We will not know, you know, what he is doing. And we will be free to follow him. We will receive. You know, if you want to be real possessed, you have to be his receiver. Is receiver. This is not like fighting. Hey, Holy Spirit! Hey. No. He is gentle. And he loves us. Wow. If you are open just to be with him, he is your friend. He is your father. He is your husband. So, I believe today there's a people that will be set at free through the Holy Spirit. And you will be disconnected with your family demons because they are holding you to not go far. And you begin with the Spirit, and they want to lead you to end with the flesh. Same story with the wine. Don't accept to end with the flesh what you begin with the Spirit. So I believe now you are in the conference with yourself. I believe you are opening the door that the Lord will take it out. In Jesus' name. And I believe today you will be set at free. You will feel yourself different. You will feel yourself like, wow, I never been this. This is new in my life. And the Lord will open your spiritual eyes to see visions. And he will tell you something new. And he will renew your mind because you belong to him. Hey, my friend, you belong to Holy Spirit. And he wanna operate in you. So he had good reason to not do nothing because he is jealous of you. And then he wanna operate in you, just you. Empty you without nothing else. And I can see now in the Spirit, he is taking your agenda and he is throwing verify your agenda. Yeah, I can see agendas. He's throwing agendas. I can see. Because he has new things for you. I will ask you to stand up. And please, just ask forgiveness to your friend, Holy Spirit, about everything that you are. You know that are not his fruit. And it is in your life. You know what I'm talking about. Everything that is not the Holy Spirit fruit, you don't supposed to hold it. You don't supposed to live with it. You don't suppose to think even about this. Others, they will begin to feel his fire. Others, they will like exploding. Because the power is here. Tell him. What is wrong in you? Tell him. And you can say it with the name. I'm taking you out in my life. Jealous, I'm taking you out in my life. You know, call it with a name. Because in doing that, you are taking out the old furniture. Take out the old furniture. You know a shirt that is in and wasn't supposed to be in. Call it with a name. Thank you, Jesus. You can repeat with me. Holy Spirit, come and fill me. I want to be yours. I want to be sealed with you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for possessing me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I am free. I am free. I am free. In the name of Jesus. I am disconnected with demons, with the evil spirit. I am clean in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I am healed.
I am
healed. Okay, there's a new fire you are feeling now. Just receive. You are His possession. And he is working inside you. He is blessing you. Feel him. Feel him. Feel him. Hey! Feel him. He is opening your spiritual eyes. He is opening your spiritual ears. And he is filling your mind with him. Everything new. Just receive, 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 receive. 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 He is for you. Receive. 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 Yeah, begin to speak with tongues. If you never speak with tongues, you just begin. How you can speak in tongues? You speak in tongues when you speak. Ola rababa shondorobo si delebe shindorobo sokorobo shik. Just speak, just speak. Open your mouth. Don't close your mouth. When you speak in tongues, you are confusing the enemy. Just speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Open, 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 open your mouth. You can speak in Shangan. Shangan is very close to the tongues. Shakaramina, shakarababa. Oh, vuya, 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 osi, kuraba shindiribesike. Shika baba, shika baba, shika baba, shika baba, shika baba, shika baba.
Woo! Oh, la ra ba 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 shondo ro do bo seke de le be seke. If you want to receive, just lift up your hands. Be in the position of receiving. Just receive, 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 receive. Receive the new power. A power, new power. You can feel it. Oh, la rabashondo robosike. Feel it in the name of Jesus. Just feel it. Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. Hey, feel it. Feel it. Yeah, feel it. Feel it. In the name of Jesus. Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. Oh, larabashiki. Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. Feel it, feel it. Hey, Sheka Baba. Feel, 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 feel it. Inside you, yeah. Inside you. Feel it. Oh, a new power. A new power, new power. New power. New power. Shake. New power. New power, new power. New power. New power. Just feel it. The Holy Spirit is not just a manifestation. It's a life. You have to live Him. If you are full of Him, you live the Holy Spirit. It's not something that other people will see. It's what you will live. And you will feel it. You will think it. You will do it. Because it's life. You live the Holy Spirit. I believe there's a people that are getting healed now. In the name of Jesus. He is healing you. He is healing you. Just receive His healing now. Receive His healing. He's forgiving you in everything. And healing you. Just receive, 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 receive. He's cleaning you. Receive, receive. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Others of us, He will be with you even in the bed. Chulabashiki. He will be with you. And He will be speaking sweet words to you. For you, sweet words. Shula Rababa Shindi. Sweet words. A word of life. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Others of you are getting pregnant now. Oh, Larababashiki. You are getting pregnant with his spirit. You are getting pregnant, pregnant, pregnant you. Pregnant you. There's the things that you was doing you will not do again because you are pregnant. You are pregnant. Pregnant, pregnant. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Papa. Yeah, you're right. It's him. It's him. Shekabasiki. Receive, 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 receive. You know, sometimes we take time to receive. Christians are in hurry. Don't be in hurry. Just take time. Take time and receive. Oh, no, I'm American. I'm doing everything and quickly. No, take time. Receive the Holy Spirit. Take your time. He is healing you. He is anointing you in dry places of your heart. He is healing you. Receive, receive, receive your healing. Gloria, 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 Gloria. Gloria, 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 Gloria. Gloria. My, he's taking you. And you're going to do new things in your life. He is rubbing all your agenda and diary, all your projects. He is giving you a new project from heaven. They are written by the Spirit, not by ink. Hey, Shekabasika. Oh, they are written by the Spirit, not by the ink. Yeah, by the Spirit, by the Spirit. Is not by force, is by his spirit. Not by force, Zerubbabel. Oh, Shika Bababasiki. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Papa. He wants to finish. He will not let you do what you are thinking to do. He wants to finish. He will not let you be foolish like Galatians. He will finish. 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 Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, he wanna finish the race with you. He will finish the race with you. He will finish the race with you. He will finish the race with you. And doesn't matter how old are you. He wanna finish the race with you. You're gonna run in the spirit and you're gonna fly. You're gonna fly in the spirit. He's giving you new shoes, new shoes, new shoes, new shoes, new shoes, new shoes. Oh, Rababashindorobosiki. He is rubbing things in your mind.
Larabashi is rubbing things in your mind. Oh, and he's renewing the scripture in your mind by the Spirit. This is not the ink. It's Spirit, says the Lord. It's not by force, but it's by His Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, holy, 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 holy. Thank you, holy, 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 holy. Thank you, holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. Repeat with me. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy.
Jesus, just keep receiving. PJ is walking around. Just keep receiving. Power and presence of the Holy One is here. It's a new place, new level. Just focus on Him and receiving. Nothing else. Nothing else, okay? Thank you, Lord. I see a picture of big oak trees with roots at the bottom, and I see him clipping off some roots that have been hindering and hurting and stifling the receiving and desires that you have. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just keep receiving. He's raining down his presence right now. He's raining down on you and me. Thank you, One, Holy One. Keep coming. Just speak to him. Just speak to him in your spiritual language. Speak to him. Korababa. Enemy cannot speak to your mind. As Pastor Jay says, PJ, it brings confusion. So, shirabaso koriendidisi. As you're receiving, orabababa kande. Shirabababaso korabababa. Thank you for realignment. Rearrangement. Ora baba baba shete. Sikiri di shande kora baba baba sande. Ora baba baba konde shere baba se. Ora baba baba. Ora baba. No short circuit. Really, don't tune out. Stay connected. Ora baba baba sande. He's not finished. Ora baba baba. I see a fire going from row to row to row. Sira baba ba shente de si kara baba. Wow. Ora be shinde de saka. Saka riendire de shi kara baba baba sora. Kara baba ba sanka de shite. Kora baba baba ba sende de shira baba. Kokori shinde ra baba soko. Ara baba baba ba seke. Nere de shinde. Kore baba basunda rababa kosunde. Thank you, Lord Ababa. Ora baba shiti. Kora baba basiki. Ora Baba. He's releasing courage. I see the word in the spirit, courage. Courage. Ora Baba. So take steps that in your inner heart you know are significant, but you've not been able to bring yourself to do it. Today's the day. Just receive courage today. It's an increase of courage. Do you want that? Just tell him, that's for me. Ora baba baba sete shindi. Koriandiri di shira baba soko. Wow. Ora baba shindiri soko. Yeah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Just tell him that you desire positive agreement with heaven. Just tell him. Just speak it out. Because that's a safeguard for you. Ora ba 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 she. Positive agreement with heaven. Ora ba 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 shika. Aye kara ba shin diri siki. It only comes through connecting with the Holy Spirit. Ikara ba ba shira ba ba soko yen diri shi. Thank you, Lord. Positive agreement. In severing any negative agreement. Just sever that. I just hear sweet rain coming down. It's getting louder and louder. Wow. Some of you are feeling, it feels like a literal pounding or burning in your heart, your actual physical heart. It's the manifestation of what he's doing right now. Yeah, just keep your eyes closed so you're not looking at someone else. But if you're feeling that fire or a pressure in your heart, just hold your hand up. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Others of you are feeling a shaking on the inside, like a vibration. Vibration that's hot. Hot vibration. Yes, Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. Deep place right now. Wow. I think believe the Lord is saying, I'm taking all of us into deeper levels of receiving his forgiveness. The forgiveness that comes from the cross, deeper level of what that is inside of us, an understanding, a spiritual revelation, an understanding, just a deepening of how much and how deeply we've been forgiven. Just press our hearts, Lord, with that. Your goodness, your mercy, your kindness. He so wants us to be protected from the thief who steals, who kills, who destroys. That's the desire of his heart because he loves us so much. Thank you, Lord, for that deepening of the revelation of where we stand in your heart through your forgiving power. Just receive that for yourself and believe it. I take that, Lord. I took it at the cross and I was born again, and now you're deepening that in me. Don't listen to any other voice. Listen only to him. You are his beloved. You are cherished ones, treasured ones. Absolutely the apple of his eye. So pleased. But doesn't want any of us to go around the barn again. Life is short. Jesus is coming soon. It's time. to receive and pull in the manifestation of the promises for now. And some of it is contingent on us partnering with you, Holy Spirit. Other things come because the rain falls on the just and then on the unjust. But Lord, much of what we receive is in direct correlation of our connection with you. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening that connection right now. Strengthening that. If he speaks anything to you at all about forgiveness, not just receiving that for yourself in a deeper way from the cross, but also extending that graceful forgiveness to others in fullness. Receive that. Take that initiative right now. I release. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And if we do feel after tonight that we've had some wrong thinking that's been severed and turned and changed through the renewing of our minds right now, tell him what you will do to turn situations around that you've been part of, knowingly or unknowingly. Lord, I will. I will make things right by your Spirit. I will make things right with my mouth. I will take steps. I will do what you've called me to do. Tell him. He will back you up with the strength and the courage to finish the process, the cycle that he's putting you in. The steps are there, and he says, I will complete with you, not apart from you, with you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Without that step, we go around the barn again. Tell him, I am willing, I will obey you. I will do it. Thank you, Lord. Give her the supernatural empowerment right now. Thank you, Lord. Just keep receiving. He's moving. Our Holy One is moving in us. He's touching each one of us individually. He's moving. Just receive from him. You can feel his closeness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this holy moment. As PJ said, something new for today, for the rest of our lives. Grab it, hold it. Yeah. Belongs to you. Say, this is mine. This is mine. Hey, this is mine. This is mine. Speak it out. This is mine. Belongs to me. Speak it out with your mouth if you haven't. There's a power there. This is mine. Belongs to me. Don't doubt him. Yeah, this is mine. Belongs to me. Thank you, Holy One. Shikarababa. Shikibaba. O koriende shikarabababa so. Yeah. Wow. I believe I saw the word in the spirit also. I saw the word honor. And there is a place in the kingdom that the Lord is taking us as a group to. where he is going to reveal to us what holy kingdom honor looks like. Shika. Seek him for that. Lord, I receive that revelation from you. I receive that it belongs to me. Receive that supernatural wisdom from heaven above. Receive that new place of honor, honoring you, honoring others. Thank you, Lord. Wow. I see a picture right now of a lock and a key. Huh. The Lord, I see a key going in that's golden, and the Lord is putting this key in, and I see an unlocking of minds, an unlocking of thoughts, an unlocking of agreements, an unlocking right now. Whoa. Yay. So let it go as the hot air balloon that you hold on to. Just let it go. Thank you, Lord. Many of us know the Lord is just processing with us here. It's just other levels, other layers, other places. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Holy One. Wow. He also is unlocking mysteries from heaven. Wow, to hungry hearts. Shikaraba, Shikibaba, Orababa. Yes, Lord. Just receive the divine release from him. Yeah. Uncovering the hidden things, that which belongs to us that's been released before the foundation of the world. We say yes and amen, we hold on to. And that which awaits revelation for us, we say, yes, I want it. It belongs to me. Belongs to me. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ora baba shikere sinde. Thank you, Holy One. I believe the Lord's going to take us, I firmly see this, to a new place of consistent joy, a new place of overwhelming, promising joy. Wow. This is not an emotional response. This is a spiritual celebration of the joy that Jesus had set before him. He endured the cross, and it's a place of joy and peace in the midst of living in this world that God is saying belongs to us. Just that is mine. It's mine. I receive that place in joy and peace and righteousness. Yeah. Shikara Baba said. Thank you, Jesus.
There's a lady that is getting set free. Sometimes you are thinking even alone, and you are having confusion and difficult to breathe. The Lord is setting you free now. In the name of Jesus. So the Lord is setting you free and is taking out the confusion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Ha.
Where you have felt that fear has been a plaguing enemy, just raise your hand and we're just releasing that higher and higher. Yeah. Come here. You see, can I ask you a question?
And you'll just repeat with me. In the name of Jesus, fear, come out of me. Out. 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 In the name of Jesus, you don't have place in my life. In the name of Jesus. I command you, go out, 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 out. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. I am free in the name of Jesus. That was the weapon that the enemy was trying to destroy you with. Now the Lord is filling you up, hey, with His Holy Spirit and joy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for setting people free. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. See yourself closing the doors and then close them and tell the Lord, I close those doors. You know what they are, okay? That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing doors closing and slamming in the spirit. You do it. You do it. I close those doors. Just repeat. In the name of Jesus. No more fear. You've cleansed me from fear. You've set me free from fear. Hey, you're filling me up now. Oh, with your bubbling presence and power. In Jesus' name, I receive you. I receive this great exchange. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just praise Him now. Just thank Him. Thank Him. Praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Father, we're believing that many of the physical struggles that we've had that may be connected or may have been connected with some of this or all of this, Father, we're believing that those ties are severed as well. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, for setting us free from every hold. Wow, that has enabled the enemy to wreak havoc in our lives, in our physical bodies. Thank you, Lord. We receive that freedom. We receive that healing now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No fibromyalgia in the name of Jesus. If you've struggled with that, that goes now. Just boot it out as well and receive the healing. Oh, rababa shake. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Holy One. Lord is healing backs right now. Weaknesses in different parts of the back. I see spines. I see lights all throughout various vertebrae. And I see spines being straightened, and I see realignment happening now in the hips. The coccyx. Wow. That brain, whatever that thing is below the brain, what's that called? Brain stem, huh? Okay, all those things. I don't know. I need Dr. Josh, but I see it. I see it in the spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see a light. I see light just pulsating right below the base of the neck, right down here. Okay, right down there. He's touching you, healing you now. Just receive it. I see it. Wow. If it's been difficult to receive and drink and become intoxicated in the spirit, or there's been any kind of resistance at all with your emotions or thinking, or you stiffen up when you hear about it, see it, or you step away, whatever you want to say, if that's for you, just speak to the Lord now. Open your mouth and tell him, I am becoming an easy receiver. I'm telling you, he will break off the stiff neckness wherever that could be. He sees that. He's the one with the eyes, and he wants to free each one of us to easily receive. Easily receive. Not just receive, but easily receive. So, Lord, we just easily receive. Just tell him, I'm becoming an easy receiver. Easy receiver. The new wine belongs to me. The new wine belongs to me. No more drinking water. I drink the new wine. No more drinking water. I drink the new wine. Just tell him. It's not for me or Pastor Jose. It's for you. Tell him. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see muscles in the arms, whatever muscles you know the names of all of them. Wow. And the legs, muscular. I hear the word muscular issues, whatever that means to you, wherever that has significance for you. Thank you, Lord, that you're touching the muscular system as well as the skeletal systems of each person here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the release of the tension. Ora ba 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 conde. Yeah. I don't know if this is for spiritual hearing or physical. I see a pair of ears. So we'll take it both, Lord. Father, I thank you that you're increasing the hearing right now for each one of us physically, that our ears would be sharpened, our physical and our spiritual ears would be sharpened. Now, receive that by faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We hear you. If you've had stomach problems, I'm seeing a picture of, I hear the word gut. And in the stomach area, in the gut, and that's also the seedbed for the emotions in our gut. And so if you have felt that there's been a physical problem, that you've had distress, continued distress, and there's so many different potentials, okay, however it's related, diet-related, spiritual-related, a mixture, physically-related, whatever it is, just sense that the Lord is saying, I'm touching those inner systems, that gut, but also seatbed of the emotions. If your emotions seem to run away, wow, with different things that happen, it's up and down and in and out, and your emotions seem to drive you, there's going to be a settling. I hear the word settling right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just touch. If that pertains to you, put your hand on your gut. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Just thank him for touching my emotional realm and my physical area as well, if it's a physical problem for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're going to close here. I just want to exhort you as you continue to keep receiving. Pastor Jose has a strong anointing on many fronts for deliverance and healing as well, as you can see. And some of you, for whatever your reasons are, that's between you and the Lord, but some of you have missed, I believe, what the Lord from heaven gave out and deposited here during Relentless Pursuit. And so I really encourage you, especially, and this is not precluding anybody else from the conference, but Friday night and Saturday afternoon, Saturday morning as well, there were just incredible, significant impartations, particularly for the deliverance and setting free and taking us into further steps and such. But actually, it was all the way through the weekend. And I really believe that the Lord wants to continue our blessing with more impartation and teaching to be able to carry things into those unknown places that we're going on the front lines. So he came, he brought Pastor Jose, Pastor Juseo, and Mel Tari to be with us to help us go forward. And we all have our thinkings and reasons and opinions. That's not what I'm saying. You can deal, talk to the Lord about that. All I can tell you is I know that God brought them here specifically to minister to us who were here. So if you weren't here or you were sidetracked or whatever your thinking was and you weren't positioned for the receiving, I highly encourage that. I highly encourage you to get a series, the DVD series, and or CD, whatever you want, and let Carly know about that so we can get that ordered, because it was a really big deal. The possession that Pastor Jose talked about that you experienced tonight has also been what the Holy Spirit has done through the conference. And it's, you know, it's kind of special when God shows up, just takes over a person. That's kind of cool. So, you know, I think we're past the place of having to say, now don't take that as condemnation, because I think you know me. So I'm saying to you, okay, as someone who loves all of us, let's step in to take what the Lord gave and say, that belongs to me. So I just don't want anyone to miss what God has done. Yeah. So be encouraged that way and think about that. And may you be strengthened tonight. Pastor Jose will be here in the States till the near the end of the month, but he is leaving early Thursday. Pastor Inez is still with us, and she's leaving tomorrow. Pastor Juseo and Mel left yesterday, and it's been a whirlwind. And I thank you all for your support and your help and just seeing all this through. It's been great, hasn't it? And what a blessing. Shannon had an accident today, and God saved her life. Shannon was hit by a car today on her bike. Shannon's here. We're going to extend our hands and pray for her. But Shannon, I talked with a lady who saw it, eyewitness saw it, a believer from the area, and she was amazed that Shannon isn't dead. And Shannon's here tonight. She was taken to the hospital, and the doctor spoke over her that she had a concussion. They did a CAT scan. That's what they've said. And they did release her. She wanted to come to church tonight, but they did release her. And we're believing that she's already been touched in the spirit tonight by being here. But also, I think, with the body coming together and extending our hands in agreement, that releases an additional healing blessing over her. She was, when she was hit by this car, the bike was tagged, connected with the car, dragged her for a while, and then threw her up on the what do you call that thing, the hood? And she bounced around like a fish, is what I was told, flip-flopping around. And then it flipped her onto the ground, face down on the cement, and she blacked out. And there was a believer that God put there who ministered to her, and the Lord literally saved her life. Believe it. And we want to give him glory, which is why I'm telling you this. And then see the completion of the healing for her. She has some scrapes on her legs and a little laceration on her head. And she does have a little bit of bruising on the forehead, a lot of bruising. But she's amazingly well because of the angels and the glory of God. Isn't that wonderful? So we want to thank God for that. Thank God. Thank you, Lord, for that. So, Lord, we thank you that what the enemy intended for evil, you bring good out of. And we thank you, Lord, for your healing power to just continue to press through from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And we thank you, Lord, that you finished the work that you started. You saved her life and you brought it to completion. We thank you for that. We give you glory. Let's give the Lord glory, guys. This is our role. He's the healer. He's the healer. Lord, we give you glory. You're our healer. We thank you that Shannon is alive and well to declare your majesty. Thank you, Lord, that she's here with us tonight. In Jesus' name. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I want to just thank God and thank you for allowing me to be here and sharing the word. May God bless you and be encouraged. Just leave the Holy Spirit. Enjoy Him. He will enjoy you. And you will see your life changed because He is renewing you. Thank you. Bless you. Father, I want to thank you for everything you are doing in our lives. Thank you for your sweet spirit, the spirit of promise. Thank you, Lord, that you are operating in us. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for new visions, dreams. We thank you, Father, for the new download. Thank you for your healing. Thank you, Father. We pray that you will take the place and you will change things. You will touch hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen.